USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President George H.W. Bush continues to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where people have been coming from all over the nation and the world to pay their respects to Bush 41. This woman's in from Massachusetts.
He comes from a generation of people that treat people like people, and it's just wonderful.
At a ceremony yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence called George H.W. Bush a good man who exemplified kindness and modesty. Prince Charles will come to Washington tomorrow to represent Queen Elizabeth at the 41st President's funeral at the National Cathedral. Officials in California now say the number of people confirmed dead from last month's Camp Fire is 85, not 88 as previously reported. The number of missing list is also now down to 11. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
On the sidelines of a NATO meeting in Brussels today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defends President Trump's foreign policy, blasting critics who've claimed that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions.
Bad actors have exploited our lack of leadership for their own gain. This is the poisoned fruit of American retreat. President Trump is determined to reverse that.
Pompeo assuring the U.S. is not abandoning international leadership and nations that he calls our friends in the international system. Urban Meyer will retire after coaching the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Meyer was suspended for the first 3 games of the season after an investigation into his handling of claims of domestic violence involving a former assistant coach. Ohio State's new full-time head coach will be Ryan Day, who is currently the team's offensive coordinator. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An independent autopsy shows an Alabama man who was mistakenly killed by police on Thanksgiving night was shot 3 times from behind. Lawyer Benjamin Crum says it shows Emantic E.J. Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. shot in the back of the head, neck, and the lower back at a mall in Hoover. Police thought the 21-year-old Bradford was the gunman in a shooting when officers fatally shot him. Police later retracted their statement and identified 20-year-old Aaron Brown as the actual shooter. Crum says forensic evidence suggests that Bradford was moving away from officers. He said, "You're not a threat when you're running away." A top-ranking U.S. Navy admiral's death is being called an apparent suicide. Vice Admiral Scott Sterny commanded the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet in the Middle East. He was found dead at his home in Bahrain on Saturday. Sterny took command of the 5th Fleet in May after serving as Director of Operations for U.S. Central Command. The fleet operates in the Persian Gulf, Red Sea, and Indian Ocean. And Universal Pictures is working on a movie inspired by the music of Prince. The film company has acquired the rights to a portion of his music catalog for this project, which will include a storyline based around his songs. It will be similar to the Mamma Mia films, which are based around music from the Swedish pop group ABBA. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.